même pas assez en forme.
Okay, so you're all together.
Yes.
We are. Okay. So Massicott, backstage here in Glad Café, Glasgow. I understand this is the most northern place you have arrived. Vous êtes au plus nord de votre tour. Comment ça va?
Super.
We're okay. Still there.
Are you still alive?
Yeah. We survived England, now we're in Scotland, and we're okay.
So tell us a bit about the first part of the tour. Where have you been up to now? Vous étiez où jusqu'à maintenant dans votre tour?
Paris.
Lille.
Lille. London.
Londres, après Sheffield. Après
Liverpool, and then Bristol, and then now, Glasgow.
Et comment vous avez construit ce tour? Pourquoi Angleterre? Pourquoi le UK?
Because of the Beatles.
The Beatles.
No, we've been there 2 years ago. It was great. The first tour we toured, were first motivated by the guys from Action Beats, who said, "Hey, come, let's do some gigs, etc." And then we got first contacts there, and also Simone, she had contacts from a previous band also, and also we met English bands on the road. We toured with a band called Housewives in February, and so they also have contacts there. And so with all these contacts, we managed to make that tour.
Mm-hmm.
Voilà.
And where's been the best place where you, well, best, I mean, where have you had the really, like, really super experiences?
On that tour?
Up to now.
By Londres.
Yeah.
London was the best.
Why?
Yeah.
Because everybody was crazy, dancing, like, really small place, but everybody just went mad.
Mm-hmm.
Never sweat that much.
Yeah.
Really.
Sang with us.
Yeah.
And so, tell us a bit about the response that you had between the France and the more like UK public.
And in England, everybody's saying amazing. It's amazing. It's so amazing.
Sick.
Ill. Mm-hmm. And in France, it's like more like, oh, c'était cool.
No, but it depends on the cities also, because in France you have like very cold cities. The audiences are like very quiet and just listening to the music, and but that which is good. And in some places they go like crazy, jump everywhere and dance. It depends on the cities, and I think here it's quite the same also.
Mm-hmm. And depends also on the scene or club or bar or whatever.
So how do you put this music together?
Just like
like this.
Listen to this. This was not bad. Okay, I try to play something that goes with it.
And also, with the years, we more and more know like each other instruments and how our instrument sounds and the sound. And then we also have answers to each other really fast now. When Mara does something on the mini bass, then it's easy for me to kind of answer to that after all these years. At the beginning, knowing it was just instruments, we didn't really know about the bass wasn't tuned. It's kind of an experience from A to.
Wow.
Okay. But now we kind of know how it works,
so
we work with it.
Sorry, this pops in. Do you need more bread?
For me, it's okay.
Are you sure? Any more bread, anyone?
Okay, thank you.
And what are you going to take with you from this tour? What is the thing you're really hoping to, I don't know, take with you?
I was going to be mean. I was going to say like English people actually know how to cook, how to make great food, how to put on a bed, to welcome a bed. And that is cool.
First tour it was a bit more difficult, to be honest.
Why?
I don't know. We were not always in very good conditions. I mean, the gigs were always quite good and the audience responsive, but then it was like not eating, sleeping on the floor. Yeah, but this time it's more comfy.
Yeah, so what's after this tour, what time's after at the end of the tour, what are you doing?
In September we will have a few gigs in Switzerland. And
because we never did in Switzerland. Like no.
Yeah, what is it like in Switzerland? What is it how's the response there? I mean,
nobody.
Nobody.
No, you know. but good in fact, but it's different networks between the German part and the French speaking part and the Italian speaking part of Switzerland, so it takes time to make all this network together. So yeah, now we have a better network, so we will make the first Swiss tour in September.
So you've actually toured more outside Switzerland
yeah.
than in your actual
yeah
hometown.
Switzerland
yeah.
was just to kind of like get to Germany or get to north to France or get to Italy or something like this.
So, and what kind of response have you had from the audiences now up to now?
I think people are happy to see and they listen. They are.
Perhaps we don't see the one that are not happy. Because we only meet the ones coming to say, hey, it was great. We don't see the people coming, oh, it was shit. could be that it's not, but it's true. We have good response. I don't know. We have good feeling for that.
Yeah, what do you.
What's
going on?
It's
quite actually.
Yeah. it was really awesome.
Okay then. Well, I'll leave you now to finish eating, and the good luck for the rest of the tour.
Thanks, Alan.
Thanks.
Yes.
thanks for having me.